We look now at the state of democracy here in the United States. The U.S. Supreme Court delayed the start of early voting in Ohio. The challenge was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in a 5-4 ruling. It could have implications for early voting in a lot of states, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Texas, and Arkansas among them. With us on the line is Jeffrey Rosen, president and CEO of the National Constitution Center and professor at George Washington University Law School. Jeffrey, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Great to be here.
So two things. There's the issue in this case of why it was delayed, but then there's also the apparent disregard of the Supreme Court doing something that could actually affect an election that's just weeks away. What's most important in this decision, in your view?
Well, that second concern is obviously front and center. Remember that the Supreme Court declined to intervene in challenges to the Ohio voting laws right before the last presidential election because of a fear of Bush v. Gore redux. And here, there's no question that the justices were sharply divided about whether the lower court was correct, basically, to require this more generous early voting, known as the Golden Week, where you have you can basically register and vote on the same day, rather than to have a more restricted approach. But the constitutional and statutory stakes are huge and really interesting. Remember, this comes against the backdrop of the Supreme Court striking down a huge portion of the Voting Rights Act last year. And in this case, the judge, rather than relying on Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, which the Supreme Court had kind of gutted, resurrected Section 2 of the Act, which allows minorities to elect representatives of their choice. And he said the fact that Ohio had once given more generous voting rules meant that it couldn't take them away, that would violate Section 2. Well, that is a novel reading of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. There are some conservative justices who don't believe in a very generous reading of Section 2 without clear evidence of intentional discrimination. So they basically thought that both the lower court and the appellate court, which upheld the decision, were engaging in judicial activism. There are also constitutional arguments about whether you need an intent to discriminate or whether it's enough that the voting scheme have the effect of making it harder for poor voters to vote. And that's at issue here, too. So very, very high stakes, a whole bunch of other voting rights cases coming down the pike. And as you said, the ruling could affect lots of elections nationally, but might not come down from the Supreme Court in time for a definitive ruling by Election Day.
Does this Supreme Court decision, in your view, invite people to make judicial challenges that could have an impact on elections for whatever reason? I mean, we don't want to necessarily anticipate what the intentions of the people challenging here in Ohio are, but it seems to me that the Supreme Court might be saying, hey, it's okay to appeal to us to try to get the election affected by some legal statute using sort of political means because the statute would affect one group over another.
Well, that's exactly right. That's a really good point. And after all, this voting scheme had been upheld by a district court and by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and Ohio election officials then jumped and ran to the Supreme Court. The counterargument is that the scheme that the Ohio officials prefer is endorsed by a bipartisan voting commission, and they're arguing that it was the judges who imposed this more generous scheme. So essentially, the prediction in Bush v. Gore that every bit of every election would not be judicialized has proved to be false, and at this point, every single side in the election is going to milk its legal arguments for all it's worth, and the Supreme Court is proving itself increasingly willing to intervene even in discrete state elections. Really fascinating.
We're talking about the 5-4 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday that delayed the start of early voting in Ohio. What does that mean for the upcoming election and this issue of judicializing elections going forward in the United States? Jeffrey Rosen, thanks so much.
A pleasure, as always.
Jeffrey Rosen is president and CEO of the National Constitution Center and professor at George Washington University Law School.
Support for The Takeaway comes from TIAA CREF, a financial services company helping to create financial outcomes that matter. Learn more at TIAA.org. And Moo.com, an online print and design company providing software and tools to create business cards, flyers, and triple-thick luxe cards. More at Moo.com.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.